Jesus calls us from the worship of the vain world's golden store, from each idol that would keep us saying, "Christian, love me more." In our joys and in our sorrows, days of toil and hours of ease, still he calls in cares and pleasures, "Christian, love me more than these." Jesus calls us by thy mercies, Savior, may we hear thy call. Give our hearts to thy obedience, serve and love thee best of all. Oh, how true that the Lord calls us o'er the tumult of life's wild, restless sea. You know, some time ago I mentioned to you that I was sitting in a little coffee shop overlooking the ocean here, and I was watching the boats far out to sea, and that I was dreaming of the crystal sea. And suddenly I became conscious, and a man at the next table was saying something very interesting and loud enough for us to hear. For his companion had asked him the question, "Why did you dismiss Henry from your office force?" The man replied, "Well, he had no sense of values. He didn't value life, health, or money. This began to affect my business. Whenever I wanted him, he was taking a coffee break. Seemed to me he valued a cup of coffee more than his job, and I warned him a number of times." You know, I thought about that a good deal as I was meditating on it, a cup of coffee rather than a good position. And the little sailboats kept skimming over the water, and just as a light wind had risen, and I thought how many, many people just go skimming over the surface things of life and never have any sense of values like the man that he was speaking of. And just living over the non-essentials and the inconsequential things of life, crowding out the things that are worthwhile and robbing them of the things that are in the long run really worthwhile. No man or woman will ever be great in life or soul if they haven't any real sense of values. I read a little article that told of a woman, and you perhaps have heard this also, a dollar pair of gloves were ruined as she tried to salvage a dime from an oily driveway, and a man that lit a dollar bill to find a quarter lost in the gutter. You say, "That's just foolish talk." Well, there is such a thing, there's such a lack of a sense of values in the world that it wouldn't be too surprising if even such extreme thing as that could happen. I wonder sometimes what's the matter with our confused old world. On a stupendous scale, we have put the emphasis on material things instead of spiritual things. I think that's what's the matter. This fallacy has brought our generation to the brink of ruin. But no man's a real Christian who puts the emphasis on material things. Christ's emphasis was always on the spiritual. And what's the great outstanding purpose of life? What are we here for? Well, we've been entrusted with some sacred responsibilities. And our responsibilities are from God himself. But God is not first to this generation. Is he first to you? Too often he shoved aside with some of us, and some little silly bit of uselessness is given first place. God doesn't fit in a second place. I've said that so often, I repeat it again. God cannot fit in a second place. He fits nowhere but first. There are certain things he has entrusted us with that fit only in a first place also. You can't put them secondarily and be right with God. Trivial temporal things so often are put first, and God and his word crowded in the secondary place. And if that's the case, all of life is just thrown out of balance. The result is only disharmony, disruption, and confusion. Serious things are happening to our nation whose luxuries and soft life, you know it as well as I, it's caused them to forget God. And many of our leaders are leaving God out of the equation entirely. First things aren't first. And oh, how we need God, and how we need his help today. For the skies are already darkening with coming judgment. I believe only prayer can save us now, only repenting and calling on God and putting him back in his rightful place. I wonder, are the great realities of life and the proper perspective in your life? Have you a sense of values? Or do you let little trivialities and material things come before the reading of God's word and prayer and excuse yourself by saying, "Well, I'm busy, I don't have time"? Maybe you'd better question your own heart about your sense of values. That Bible contains the very word of God. There's life in that word, that precious Bible. That's food for your soul. It's absolutely essential to the growth of your soul. If you don't have time for it, And then your soul's going to starve. And you're certainly going to be a dwarf spiritually. And prayer is communion with God. And without prayer, you walk unempowered in your own strength and wisdom. And the tyranny of sin will soon overmaster you. And Satan will have the victory. God's word says, without me, he can do nothing. On the other hand, it says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that strength comes only through prayer and the reading of God's word. And you can hardly depend for that strength needed on a wee little hurried verse or a little tiny prayer just before you hop into bed half asleep and sort of dazed. You can call that seeking first. I had an acquaintance who spent all of her years scraping, digging, slaving to build and decorate a little cottage where she could be comfortable for a few years. Just a few months after it was finished, she was stricken. And at our bedside, she said to me, time is closing in on me. There isn't any left for me, and I spent the little I had on things that have not a bit of value to the place where I am going. She had a sense of value. It's too late. It's going to come too late to you. Death has a way of giving the proper perspective to dimming, dying eyes. Oh, why we sometimes that we could see all the events of life framed in the ultimate results they lead to, what a change there would be in our lives. We wouldn't take and make such silly excuses for putting our Bible reading and prayer in a secondary place, and we'd not give ourselves to trivialities when eternal things are calling. The one that lives for time instead of eternity has no sense of values. It happens every day that someone will say, not by their word perhaps, but their actions, I just don't care about getting the mansions in heaven, and I'm not so interested about these eternal things. Give me a rather a mansion here and a crown here with a little fame and glory here and perhaps a few baubles here and the favor of men and the pleasures of sin for a season, and I'll be a little satisfied here. And the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords, who has offered them a robe of righteousness, a crown of glory, an eternal home among the many mansions there, is put aside just for these other things that really have no value. Will you bow your heads in just a word of prayer? Our Father in heaven, we pray thou'll help us to have a keen sense of values and the realization that we are put here to prepare for eternity, not for time, that our citizenship is in heaven. God, help us to understand. And that God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.